Eric Allen for KLCC. The Oregon Mozart Players present their annual Candlelight Baroque Concerts on Thursday and Friday, December 19th and 20th, at the First Christian Church in Eugene. Music ranges from Bach to Corelli, with several featured soloists from the Mozart Players. With us in the KLCC studios is Artistic Director and Conductor Kelly Kuo. Always good to see you, Kelly.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Eric.
Well, this is one of those concerts where atmosphere is as key as the music in a certain sense. How does it change the feel of the music to play and hear it in a candlelight setting?
That's a good question. It's something that appeals to certainly our audience and the community because it's always a packed house. Something about the intimacy in actually a church setting and its relationship to Christmas and the holiday season is very, very appealing. And the candlelight, just the dim lights, and there are ornaments and sometimes tree decorations in the church as well, which make it all very festive.
Why Baroque music in particular seems to fit this tradition, do you think?
Well, in the time of the Baroque compositions, a lot of their pieces were composed for the church or in a church, and so there seems to be a lot of repertoire that seems to fit that particular setting quite well. I think that's how this particular organization, Oregon Mozart Players, started with that.
Let's talk about the music that'll be a part of this year's performance. What will be the centerpieces musically and why?
I'm not sure if I think of this program as having a particular centerpiece because There's all sorts of a variety of masterpieces on this program. We will have our principal oboe, Cheryl Weffler, soloing on the oboe concerto by Albinoni, who was the first, I think, Italian composer to actually compose concertos for the instrument. And then we also have Corelli's famous Christmas concerto, which is a concerto grosso featuring three of our members of our organization. And probably the most virtuosic piece on the program is Bach's Cantata 51. Which will feature a local soprano, Laura Waite, who's soloed with the group a number of times, and also our principal trumpeter, Dave Bender.
You have quite a range of soloists going for this set of performances. It seems like there's a lot of balance, perhaps, you've tried to create in some sense with these pieces and these solos?
Absolutely. One of the advantages of being in this group is exactly that they have performance opportunities as a soloist within the group. And this particular repertoire allows for a lot of possibilities of that just because it's more intimate, the groups are smaller, and the pieces were quite honestly written for soloists of that caliber.
When you put these six pieces together, what sort of an overall mood comes forward out of putting these different Baroque pieces together under candlelight?
I would use the word festive again, Just because there are exaltations of God, the Christmas concerto, the last movement, the Siciliano, is probably the first time where a composer has actually set a pastorale in a composition. The word pastorale comes from the word pastori, the Italian word for shepherds. And they had a tradition in Italy at the time of all the rural shepherds on Christmas Eve coming to the cities, or the towns, I should say, and playing their pipes in front of nativity scenes that have been set out. Corelli wrote this piece for the night of Christmas. Incorporating that just brings all of the feelings of Christmas and the holiday season to the program.
You're going to be doing a pre-concert talk before the program. What will you be focusing on during that?
People who have attended my lectures in the past know that I have an affinity towards pop culture. And I'm trying, quite honestly, to relate the Baroque composers on the program to a professional sports team. But I'm trying my best to fit that within a little care package, per se, a Christmas package.
How does your affinity for pop culture assist you in putting together the music for the Mozart players overall? How does that relate?
You know, music and culture are intimately connected. So you can't really perform a piece of music without necessarily thinking of how it relates to your personal lives. And pop culture really for me means what people relate to. Mm-hmm. So any kind of connection I can make with a dead composer to people's modern thinking is great.
You've been at the helm of the Oregon Mozart Players for a little while now, and from all reports here, have really taken this organization to the next level. And what growth have you seen in the time you've been here, and what further growth do you want to instill in this organization?
Well, I'm definitely challenging the players with the choice of repertoire. It pushes their boundaries. I try to include at least one piece on every program that pushes them past the point of where they've been comfortable, perhaps, technically. It definitely is very transparent, and it can expose people who haven't worked on the piece. For better or for worse, that really pushes people to work individually on their own technique and their own musicianship. And I think for the most part, we've been able to take that step because people have put in the work. It can't be done without their individual work efforts. You know, all I do is stand up there and flap, you know, without their individual hard efforts towards creating these masterpieces, nothing could be done. So I have to give them all the credit.
It really takes us out of our comfort zone. That's where the growth is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, we really appreciate you being a part of the community here and hope you're enjoying the experience.
Thank you.
Kelly Kuo, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Oregon Mozart Players. They present this year's Candlelight Baroque Concerts at the First Christian Church at 1166 Oak Street in Eugene, Thursday and Friday, December 19th and 20th at 7:30 p.m. Kelly Kuo will give a pre-concert talk at 6:45 p.m. Concert sponsors are Paul and Nani Cole and Newman's Fish Company. For more information, OregonMozartPlayers.org. Thanks again, Kelly, for coming in.
Thank you, Eric.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen. Thank you.